Welcome to the Witches Healing Podcast. This space was created to get us all back to why we started our journey in the first place. In this sacred space, we understand that the only way out is within. I'm your host, Christina, also known as Moonstone Energy, and I'll be giving life advice, affirmations for success, collective messages, and more. I'm happy you're here. Let's get into this episode. What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Witches Healing. I am your host, Christina of Moonstone Energy, and today's topic, we're getting back to the basics, but today I want to talk about spiritual baths and how we can get so caught up in life that we just put it off and just continue floating in thin air and like nothing ever happened, because I don't know, but I'm talking to me and I'm talking to you at the same time, so there you go. So one thing that has helped me, and it's helped a lot of people, not just myself but a lot of other people, spiritual bathing is literally one of the most important things you can do to keep yourself spiritually cleansed and maintain your own personal equilibrium. So one thing that I notice is essentially when you take your baths, it's more so like a complete reset. You're literally a completely different person. Like, you're so different from when you got into the tub. And I'll just share like a personal story for me. So around this time of year, of course, everyone is transitioning from, you know, Halloween and getting ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And this is the most heightened and peak. This is the peak season of seasonal depression. Mostly because, of course, we are the type of creatures that we are. The sun gives us energy, right? Like, we take our energy from the sun. The sun is about energy. It's about excitement, liveliness, and just action, right? So when you have daylight saving times taking a good majority of that sunlight away, it starts to take its toll on you mentally. Sidebar, I just keep thinking about this one meme that was like, they want to set the clocks back like for daylight savings. It's like, damn, how much daylight are you trying to save? I don't know why I just found that so funny to me, but yeah, it's true. But honestly, a lot of us, we thrive off of the sun. And some of us even, I don't know about you, but I know for myself personally, when I was younger, I used to be so in love with the rain. I mean, I'm still in love with the rain, don't get me wrong. But as I got older, that my relationship with water, it's changed. There has been a shift. Because what I used to do back in the day, like when it would rain, and of course, don't clock me, but I grew up in the 90s, okay? But I would literally open my window because I love the smell of rainwater outside and all that. It's like a therapeutic type of things. I don't know what it is, but I love it. But I'll open my window, inhale all of the wonderfulness that is the outdoors, and I would read a book right next to that window. And it would be such a zen moment for me. Or I would go to sleep with the window open. Nowadays, I still go to sleep with the window open, but I don't, It's like, I don't know if it's like this for you, and let me know if it is. You know, leave a comment or whatever, but I don't feel that way about water anymore. It's like I get a little sad. I don't know what it is, but water just makes me sad. It's like I want to see the sun, like what's really going on, but it's so many different things that can contribute to that. But just to get back on topic, when it comes to weather and the human body, it shifts our energy. So this time, especially with the holidays coming around, it's very important to stay grounded. It's very important and very imperative that you take your time. You don't rush yourself. Give yourself more time to get things done so you're not stressing yourself out. But also taking your spiritual baths, like that reset is something that all of us needs from time to time. Another thing, if you would like to, you can start veiling, covering your head. What's today? So I'll actually be posting. Well, actually, it's already scheduled, I should say. So it's not like it's, I'm like literally planning out everything, of course, as I always do. But I'm planning it out. But I have a post going up on Patreon here soon in regards to head wraps and enchanting them with intentions. So as far as, you know, enchanting head wraps and veils, scarves, things of that nature, it doesn't have to be just for protection, because I know a lot of people say, oh, you got to protect your ori, your head, your crown, you got to cover your crown when you do this and that. You don't always have to use the intention of protection when it comes to your veils. You can set other intentions with them. And I basically go over the entire process on how to veil and enchant your head wrap, scarves, etc. over on Patreon inside of the Gifted Academy. And this particular post will be available to all the tiers if you are interested in signing up. You can actually go to you can go to my website, moonstoneenergy.com, and click on the Gifted Academy. Or you can go to, if you're following me on any social media platform, you should be able to go to my bio and find the Gifted Academy there. But essentially, you definitely want to incorporate head wraps into your practice if that's something that calls to you, of course. You don't have to. But it's pretty helpful. It's pretty helpful. And I'll say that. But yes, important, important, important. Take your spiritual baths, take your time to ground yourself. Another thing during this season, when you wake up, and this should be, and I'm screaming this to myself too in the back of my head because I am guilty, honey. Listen, this podcast is about healing and honesty, and I'm gonna keep it all the way a buck, okay? So, when you wake up in the morning, ask yourself, I'm asking you, what is the very first thing that you do when you wake up in the morning? If it doesn't have to do with writing in your dream journal or praying, thanking God, your ancestors, goddess for the day, for another day to breathe, breath, meditation, or any form of, you know, morning stretch, any type of routine that is going to uplift you and get you started for the day. You do not need to be doing it. And it means getting on social media. Off the rip, you are setting your intentions for the day with whatever is on that screen. make sure that you are taking time for yourself when you wake up in the morning to give thanks, right? Gratitude equals abundance, right? When you're grateful for what you have, you'll be able to get more because you know and appreciate what you already have, right? That's number one. Number two, if you had any dreams, write them down. Take a moment to wake up, breathe, and sit with yourself and focus on the dream that you remember, and then write it down. Number three, give thanks to your ancestors. Go to your altar, do some praying, okay? Burn some ancestor money. Meditate in the morning. Do a little stretching, yoga, whatever, you know, calls to you in the morning. But at least give yourself 30 minutes, if not a full hour, just dedicated to you connecting with yourself and connecting with God and your spirits when you wake up. That is of the utmost importance, not just during this time, this season, but just day to day. That's regular spiritual maintenance, to be honest. And also, aside from, you know, how you wake up and spiritual baths and taking time and all of that good jazzy stuff, you want to make sure that you are checking in with yourself mentally, and paying attention to those cues and signs. Like, I don't know if you've ever heard of a depression room, but those are real. Like, when you're having those moments where you are just out of it and you don't feel like doing anything, and that I don't feel like doing anything turns into a spell or a bout of depression, you want to acknowledge the way that you feel, but get yourself out of it. Like, those rooms that we keep cluttered and, you know, our emotions reflect itself exterior, you know, on the exterior based on, you know, our how we keep our, you know, sacred space in order. You want to make sure that you are paying attention to that as well when you are doing your regular, you know, your routine spiritual maintenance and bathing and things of that nature. Because when you feel any type of way about anything, if it's impacting your day negatively or your week or your month or year or whatever, you want to be aware and practice mindfulness so that you can get yourself up out of that jam. But with all that being said, I really truly hope that you all take heed, do your spiritual maintenance, take care of yourself, take care of your spiritual and your mental body. And let me know if there's any specific, you know, particular things that you like to do for yourself that I haven't already mentioned in this episode. Let me know in the comments. Let me know. Tell me a time where you had to get yourself in check because your maintenance was off for like God knows how long. Let me know in the comments what you experience, but I hope to see you all in the next episode. I hope you have a good day and talk to you later. The next time you hear from me, let's say the next episode, you'll be one step closer to your highest self, one step closer to stepping into your divine energy and in complete flow. And so it is. Ache.